Hello everybody and welcome back to Wikipedia Wanderers with myself, Dave, and Josh. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Three pretties? Two pretties?
Three. Yeah.
Three.
In the vein of Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Ever watched it? Ooh, it's good. I'll give it a watch.
No.
Yep.
I will. Have you ever watched Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
I watched the first two series. Danny DeVito kind of threw me off kilter a bit and didn't carry on. I'm not sure now, is it now watchable? Is it aged badly? Feels like I should get into it. Watched Welcome to Wrexham. I'm in the middle of that. Feels like I should watch a bit more of Rob McElhenney stuff, which is only It's Always Sunny, I think.
Yeah, I've not watched any of Always Sunny. I've watched all of the Wrexham stuff that's out so far. And I've felt like I should know what Rob McElhenney does more. But I've never watched it, so I thought I'd ask because you asked me about Curb Your Enthusiasm. But we're not here to talk about TV shows and Wrexham. Well, potentially we'll talk about Wrexham in the future, who knows. But last week, Josh, you posed some questions to me about centre-backs going up front.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
It was interesting. We had some good conversations, some good questions. But it got me thinking, is there anything better than an outfield player going in goal? All subs are used. Goalkeeper gets sent off, gets injured, and everybody's like, "What? Who's going in? What's happening? What do you remember about? Is there anything that comes to mind from outfield players in goal?"
My first thoughts are that, just to let you know, I often look at the opposition substitute bench, and I obviously know my own one, to see if they've got a goalkeeper on the bench for that exciting potential. Like, I've got a vague memory, like Big Sam going, you know what, it's done the crunch potato, yeah, we rarely ever use it. It's because it's an insurance policy, really, because the least used sub. But and he was like, yeah, I needed to have more options, outfield options, and he didn't use a goalkeeper on the bench for a while.
He did it for Bolton quite a lot, quite often, actually. So would you, if you're that manager and you see the opposition have named a subs bench, only back in the days of five subs and there's no goalkeeper, are you being like every corner and stuff, someone, you know, leave a little elbow in there?
No, I don't think I'd ever promote my players to injure. I would
encourage them.
No. I do get frustrated when managers or players don't try and get a player sent off. If a fullback's on a card, I would say, let's funnel everything down there and see what he's doing. Like, just take it round him, you know, dribble past him to make sure that he has to make a decision. I think I think Aaron Lennon was quite good at that. And Danny Rose also kind of was very much aware of it. So I would, that's where I would promote, but not injure. No, I wouldn't do that. But in terms of outfield players going in goal, it's happened for Spurs. I can only really remember one time Harry Kane going goal. He scored a hat-trick in the UEFA Cup. I think it was like, it's a Mediterranean side, like Astopolis or Asteras, something like that. Bases a free kick. One, it's always funny because they're wearing a half and half kit, aren't they? They're kind of outfield player. Then they put on, they have like Lloris 1 on the back or something like that. And using their gloves. But he had an absolute nightmare. He it was a really shocking free kick. Dollied at him, goes to scoop it up, and it just kind of goes beneath him. It's like, that was in his early days, and he just got a hat-trick. So it's about as good as it can get. It's a good a starting position and positivity you can get. But any other player doing that is not good. For other instances against us, obviously remember John O'Shea. I remember John O'Shea going in goal for United against Spurs. And it was not even for a short amount of time. It was at least kind of 10, maybe 15 minutes. And I'm not sure he had to make any move. Like, didn't have to do anything. He beat us handsomely, like 4-0 or something. It's like, God, that's bleak. Just as soon as that player goes in goal, take shots. Just shoot. Get it on target, because they're going to be shit.
Yeah, it's very rare that you have a very good outfield player that can go in goal. Like, the only one on top of my head is Rooney, and we never saw him do it in a game. It was always rumours from training and stuff like that. But even then, I imagine he wasn't a Premier League level goalkeeper.
There's no imagining doing it. Of course he's not. An incredibly specific skill. They're not, like, I remember Peter Crouch talking, it's like, goalkeepers aren't footballers, they're goalkeepers. And it's obviously enhanced more nowadays with being the kind of the extra centre back in the build up. But they have got such a specific set of skills that make me a nightmare for a person like you.
It's funny. So, what other instances can you remember? Because it's happened in the Premier League, not fairly often, but more than you'd think.
So, obviously, recently we had Olivier Giroud going in goal and closing his eyes and flying at someone's feet.
Yeah.
One I remember, and I got a feeling this was like he did quite well because it just seems quite natural. I'd be surprised if he hasn't done it more than once. It's Phil Jagielka.
Phil Jagielka did it for Sheffield United.
Yeah. I've got a memory of that.
He may have done it more than once. I've got a feeling he did it for Everton as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I think I've got more. I know John Terry did it. Can you ever remember it happening in international football?
Not off the top of my head.
No.
Not like modern international football, no. No, I don't actually. But I've got some names to chuck at you, and then I'll ask you another question. These are players from 1990 onwards. So you know the player. Obviously, we didn't watch the football. David Hurst has been in goal for Sheffield Wednesday. Niall Quinn for Man City. We've got David Burrows. Can you remember him?
No.
For Liverpool.
Never heard of him.
Gareth Ainsworth.
Yeah.
Has been in goal. We've got Vinnie Jones has been in goal for Wimbledon.
Ooh.
Here's one I can't even imagine in my head. Julian Dix.
I think he's got the same vibe as Rooney, that kind of madman intensity, just flinging himself around is what I'm envisaging there.
And the little, by the way, if people are wondering where I'm getting this information, Wikipedia has a page for outfield players going in goal. Julian Dix let in two goals as Everton won 3-0. He was named Man of the Match.
That's a pity, Man of the Match, that one.
Yeah. Lucas Radebe.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I can give you a bit of a description about that. He stood in for Mark Beeney, who was sent off against Man United in the 17th minute. Came close to keeping a clean sheet at Old Trafford before Roy Keane scored the only goal of the game on the 73rd minute. I mean, it's not that close to keeping a clean sheet. There's another 17 minutes to go.
He only went in goal on the 72nd minute.
Yeah. Andy Booth. Who else have we got here? Martin De Michaelis for River Plate has done it. Jan Koller, mentioned in the last episode, is going from centre forward to centre back, has been in goal.
I think they feel like height is a thing here.
Yeah, I mean,
like Niall Quinn, Lucas Radebe, Jan Koller, I think they're going a big frame.
Yeah. Clean sheet for Jan Koller in that game, that winning goal. So good for him. And then we're getting a bit more modern. Phil Jagielka at Sheffield United, John O'Shea at Manchester United. He kept a clean sheet as Man United won 4-0. Yeah, well done. You remembered that one against your team. Rio Ferdinand did it again. Van der Sar got injured in the FA Cup. He came on and conceded one goal, which was the penalty that Van der Sar gave away and got injured.
That's the thing. Whenever you come on, if someone's injured or sent off with a goalkeeper, normally there's quite often an immediate action. You're called into immediate action. There's a corner or something, you've got to test straight away.
And then a few: Dean Windass, Robbie Savage, Henry Lansbury has been in goal as well twice. Once for England under 21s. There you go, Josh.
Ooh, international. Nice.
Henry Lansbury.
Henry. Let's call him Henry, Dave.
Henry Lansbury took over as goalkeeper for 32 minutes against Germany under 21s as Jason Steele, a substitute for starter Scott Loach, was sent off after giving away a penalty. Now of Brighton. He didn't concede any other goals other than the penalty, so not too bad for Lansbury there, which then impressed West Ham enough to put him in goal. Mamadou Sakho for PSG. Let's see if there's any like really ones. Harry Kane, you mentioned him. Carl Jenkinson went in goal for West Ham. Hugo Almeida. Now there's someone I did not picture going in goal. Left-footed,
Portuguese, Porto.
Yeah. Kyle Walker for Man City. So
yes, he did. Stint. Yeah.
Lewis Dunk has gone in goal for Brighton. Don't remember that at all. Ikshan Fandi has gone in goal for the Singapore national team in an Asian Football Federation semi-final.
So the first full team full international is Singapore. Yeah. Okay.
On the 25th of December 2021, what's that, 24 days later, Serge Aurier did it for Ivory Coast in an African Cup of Nations match.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Blimmin' hell. And then, yeah, and then there's obviously quite a few. It happens fairly, not fairly regularly, but yeah. And then the last one added to the list, 7th of October 2023, Olivier Giroud. The player entered the best 11 of the round as the best goalkeeper due to his outstanding performances.
Oh, come on, let's just make a mockery of it. Let's be serious.
Oh, no. So, I gave you some names there. Who do you think would... Who would you pick as out of all of those as your goalkeeper? Pick a name that you remember.
Jan Koller.
Jan, just for height. Yeah, you're going for the height thing as well.
Just the absolute frame of the man. He was huge.
Not John O'Shea, the man that kept a clean sheet against your team.
No, maybe Rio, actually.
Yeah?
I'm going to go for Rio, changed it, because he would help with building from the back. He would be, you know, ooh, he'd be stepping modern up, day. Modern day, he'd be, you know, sweeping up, and yeah, I think that's that would add a value to a side there. Yeah. I mean, shot and keeper probably, but...
I've gone in goal numerous times. I do it when I was a manager and my team was short, I'd go in goal, and... It's amazing how, I'm sure Rio Ferdinand doesn't get this, or he might get a bit of it, but how your body just seems to forget how to play football because you can use your hands and it's a really strange concept.
Yeah.
And you forget how to, like, take goal kicks. I can kick a ball off the ground normally, but put me on a goal kick situation and I shit the bed.
It is interesting to watch the different... And it's kind of gone out... No, has it gone out of the game? Because football kicking technique from goalkeepers has changed, obviously. It used to be the kind of slide almost into one knee position, wasn't it? The kind of real launch up there. But there's definitely, like, seeing centre-backs take a goal kick, typically it would be, it's just different. It's a different kicking technique, which they don't often have.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really hard to do. It should be no different to a free kick from, like, my own half, which I can do.
Yeah.
But put me on the edge of the six-yard box, knowing I've got to clear that first striker who's in front of the defender. I'm like, oh, God. God.
In kids, youth football is a real game changer if your goalkeeper can kick a ball.
Yeah.
Because the amount of pressure you put on yourself, if they try and do a big kick and it's just like, oh my fucking God, Christ, it's gone straight to it. And it's like,
it's not kids football, that's senior amateur football is like that as well. Like, having a goalkeeper that can kick is massive. It's a big difference. Anyway, current Spurs team.
Yep.
You got Forster's injured. Lloris is sent home because he's rubbish. And
Vicario,
Sticky Vicky, is injured as well. Mm-hmm. Injured for Argentina in the international break.
That'd be weird because he's Italian. All your young, that's weird. Yeah.
Against Argentina.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
All of your youth players are out on loan. You're screwed. Who's going in goal? From the kickoff, 90 minutes.
Initial thought was Christian Romero, because I think he would just absolutely clear house. He'd be, but I can't be losing him at centre back.
Well, and I also think if you put him in goal, then he's going to get sent off, and you need to put someone else in goal later on in the game. So
true. Who would I put in? I don't think Eric Dier would be too bad at it.
That was my thought. Was Eric Dier?
Basically, creating a career for Eric Dier. It's like, just don't play centre back, right? Just go up front, go and goal, not centre back.
Yeah. But I also love the fact that you don't want Eric Dier anywhere near your defence. But in goal is fine. He could be the last line of defence. Important
position. Yeah. Maybe just take the pressure off. He wouldn't have less expectation on his shoulders. I think Richarlison might do all right. He dives about enough.
Yeah. You're putting Richarlison in goal for 90 minutes. I'd rather have Eric Dier.
I don't want him up front.
No?
Yeah. I'd go for one of Dier or Richarlison.
Okay. Nice.
Yourself? Like who's a Man United player getting in goal?
I'm going Harry Maguire.
Oh, are you?
Big frame.
Big frame.
He'll do it because he still wants to show people he's committed to the club.
But there's so much weight in the head. I'm not sure he's got the balance to do that. You know when he goes?
He's not a toddler. Well,
why does he behave like it then, Dave? All right.
Hey.
I would say, you know, when a goalkeeper just takes one step the wrong way.
Yeah.
and then can't recover. Harry Maguire is just, why does he just slant his head, slightly looks wrong way, and that weight is all on his shoulder and he just can't get there.
He ain't coming back. He ain't coming back once that momentum started. I'd go, yeah, maybe.
In terms of one of the key attributes for a goalkeeper is agility. I would say he is the least agile player ever.
I'll tell you who I might put in goal. Scott McTominay.
That's a great shout.
I think Scott McTominay, could, again, not the most agile, but tall, athletic, good with his feet, can kick a ball. He is a passionate player.
Yeah.
I think Scott McTominay. Right. So Spurs line up with Eric Dier or Richarlison mm-hmm. in goal,
yep.
and the rest of the starting 11 is yep. the same. Man United line up with Scott McTominay in goal, and then the best 11 players we can put out, or the best other 10 players we can put out. Who's winning that game?
Spurs, obviously. Just generally, because we're a better side than you at the moment.
I don't think it would be, obviously. I think it would be very, very close.
How many goals do you reckon he scored in that match?
Oh, I think you could be looking at like a 5-5. I don't know, because the rest of the team is still the same. It's like, you've got to create... Well, you don't have to create chances, do you?
Because
you
shoot from anywhere. It would create a completely different dynamic, because the focus would be not allowing shots of any sort. And not
any sort.
And it would probably be a lot more reliant on keeping possession, because you don't want to... Like basketball, effectively.
I was just thinking about this, yeah. This isn't a question I had written down. It's just popped into my head. If you're Ange Postecoglou, and you've got to play Richarlison in goal, are you changing system? Are you changing formation? Are you going five at the back?
No, I mean...
Because you're like, can't let him shoot.
Postecoglou isn't that way inclined. He's just like, he wants to dominate the ball and attack. And so my reference to being like basketball is effectively, will it be a goal every attack? I think you've just got to outscore... Because but try not to give away needless possession or a free kick where they can load it in there or a corner. You don't want the goalkeeper having to make any actions. I think is don't give away needless attacks.
Okay, yeah, because I'm thinking you would sit like deeper with a block to be like shoot from range, because I think there's more chance of them saving it. But that could be.
I don't know.
Like, when I'm in goal, I like people to shoot from. Either shoot from really far away or put a ball over the top so I can come and act like a defender, like, and sweep it up. Anything that's like just outside the box, I'm like, I'm never getting that. Yeah. I'm never, if that's anywhere near the corner, I don't have the reflexes to get it. So I'm like, yeah, maybe you sit your defence a bit deeper. I don't know.
I'll be going just leaving. I'll be pushing my defence up as high as possible and just trying to dominate the ball.
You're going like Brazil of the 90s. You're just going score.
Yeah.
All right.
Shoot. Okay. On sight.
Just shoot on sight. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. So, last week, you said you have no ability to play as a centre-back.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you were in goal...
Oh, gosh.
What's the one attribute you think would benefit you most in goal as a non goalkeeper, because obviously professional footballers have footballing ability,
so
for me it would always be like, I imagine there'd be like, if I'm going in goal, I want to have the reflexes of a goalkeeper, like that's what it is. But for you, do you think it'd be less embarrassing to have the reflexes of a Premier League goalkeeper but keep everything you currently have as it is? Or would you improve your jumping?
Oh, so what if I can add to my portfolio one attribute
of a Premier League goalkeeper?
I think to save now, it may be less pronounced in the modern day because you can pass out from the back. But if there's ever an instance where I have to kick the ball back, it's like I would be worried of not clearing my own box in just that pressured situation.
Yeah,
I mean, like, but to have that in the locker, be able to just Edison it up the pitch would just be quite nice, I think.
Yeah, because also the ball's then really far away from you.
And breathe for a few seconds. I think that's just got to be it, because otherwise it's just super embarrassing.
Can you imagine if, like, you were in goal at a decent level and you were playing pretty well, and then you got your first goal kick of the game and you barely reach the D of the area.
Yeah. Wait, the opposition wave the players up. Yeah, go boy, go boy. It's like, yeah. Oh, okay.
And then the opposition team for the next goal kick just push everybody like right on the edge of the area.
Knowing I can't get it over anyone.
Yeah, yeah. Like that would be absolutely.
Yeah, but
hilarious.
I bluffed them. I bluffed them, and just left one person right up by the goal because you can't be offside. And yeah. Hoof it. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
You?
Oh, nice. What if I could take one Premier League? It would be the reflexes. I think it would be the ability to move quickly to save close range efforts and things. Because some goalkeepers make outstanding saves with reflexes. I can sort of jump. I'm good with my hands because of water polo.
Sorry.
Well, what?
Are you comparing your jumping ability now?
No.
We can all jump. Dave. We can all jump off the ground, but your jumping compared to... It would be...
Oh, yeah. Perhaps... I'm not jumping like Vicario.
I've got just stand up.
Actually, I don't know if I would take bravery of a Premier League goalkeeper.
No.
Because I imagine if someone's shooting at you, I would just be like, nah.
I think I would stand a very good chance of getting something snapped off. Yeah. Who was talking? I can't remember. I think it was KSI was talking. He was doing a video with Haaland, Erling Haaland, and he was saying the power those guys kick at. You've maybe got a friend who's good at football and they kick hard. It's just another level. And I think, I would, it would be so intense, wouldn't it, to be in goal.
Are you going for a goalkeeper's bone density from the Premier League?
Yeah, I would be so bad at it. Actually,
we've rephrased this question. I never said for us to play in the Premier League.
It's happened.
Yeah. Okay. I think.
Well, let me treat that as a question to you then. You're in goal.
Yeah.
For Man United in the Premier League against Tottenham. How are you making saves there? If you look back at your highlight reel of that match, what went well?
I reckon I saved a lot of shots with my feet.
So like having De Gea back.
Yeah.
A lot.
What went well? I conceded so less than 50.
I can jump.
No, not a lot. Well, there'll be more shots at me, right? So therefore I'd save a higher number of shots than expected.
So you're thinking you're saving shots?
No, I don't think I would.
You think you're saving Premier League player shots?
No. No.
Well, you said you would.
If they're at me, I think I might save it. Just fist it away, right?
Fisting,
this is safe.
You're fisting in your first match. Cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to try and catch it in my chest. I'll break a rib.
Catch it, my ball.
Exactly. Yeah, get winded, break a rib, sub off, clean sheet. Job done. Thank you. No, it would be horrendous, wouldn't it? It would be absolutely horrendous. Imagine coming up against Heung-min Son and he's 40 yards out and he just curls it into the top corner. It would literally be anything on target that isn't at me would go in.
And for people who have just watched football, never been, maybe not been on a football pitch, go and stand in a full-size goal.
Oh, it's massive.
It's obscene. It's obscenely large. It makes me question how goalkeepers do it because, like, how can you manage this whole area? Because it is vast.
And it's also, like, it's so wide that you can be so well positioned and a curling shot can have so much curl on it that it goes in. They're the shots that get me at amateur level the most. Like when a player, curls it from outside the post into the post, like to the inside of the post.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm like, that's going wide. Oh, no, it's gone in. So, yeah, they're huge. They're massive. Is it the toughest position? Striking is the most important position. Striker, because you've got to put the ball in the net.
What if we're thinking, if we were to... upskill right now.
Yeah. Well, because I think it's the hardest position for someone to step into, which therefore makes it
the most niche position because everything else is a footballer. This is a goalkeeper, isn't it? I'm not kind of classifying goalkeepers as footballers. It's just such a niche skill set.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. It's tough. Very tough. And that's why it's so nice having a good goalkeeper.
At all levels.
Yeah.
for all levels, yeah.
So I do often think about that when, if you're playing football with your mates, and so often it's really hard to get a goalkeeper, but to be able to play, you know, like a 7v7 or maybe an 11-a-side, but having two really good goalkeepers would make it a lot more interesting.
It does make it more interesting. I really enjoy going in goal because I like throwing myself around and treating it like a centre-back and seeing the whole pitch and stuff like that. And I think it makes a difference when you're like, turn up to, say, if we were having a kick around with 11 mates or something, 10 other mates, or that'd be too many, 9 other mates against another 11-a-side team, and we were like, oh, our goalkeeper's dropped out. I'm like, oh, I'll go in then. Like, I'll volunteer and do it. I enjoy it. I'll have fun.
Cheers, Eric.
See how it goes. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I enjoy it. Anyway, that's all the questions I had, Josh. So have you got a mystery question for me?
This is slightly niche, but if you were to be going in goal, Premier League match, and you've been forewarned about this, you're maybe a backup centre-back, and what is your goalkeeping attire? Are you tracky bottoms? Are you short sleeves? Are you shirt untucked? Are you going Jorge Campos and you've gone, I'm designing my own shirt for this? What's your vibe?
Oh, I mean, I would love to be bold and go on designing my own shirt, but I don't think I'll go club attire. I'll go club attire.
Okay, club attire.
Like long sleeves.
Yeah.
With the padding built in on the elbows.
Gotta have the
padding.
Are you gloves of a? I really like Alisson's all black gloves. Yeah.
So I don't have all black ones, but the ones I've bought for my football team here in Singapore, because when I go in goal, I wanted the gloves I wanted, are the sort of hand-moulded ones. They look just like... They're not moulded to my hands, but they look like... They don't look like traditional goalkeeper gloves. They're like Alisson's ones, but these are green and black. And they don't have like a strap. They're just a tight fit to your wrists. So they're quite... Because I'd wear them, obviously, because they're my gloves. So I'd wear them. Mm-hmm. Shirt untucked, obviously. Not tucking it in as a goalkeeper. That looks ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Who does that?
Do many people tuck their shirts in just generally?
No.
No, it's not.
It's a dying thing, isn't it?
Scotty Parker will be
upset. Scott Parker. I'm going socks pulled up. Slightly higher than what I'd wear than normal, but not like Thierry Henry high.
How are you protecting your knees from grazes?
No, it's on grass, isn't it?
We can't.
It's a Premier League club.
You can graze your knee.
Yeah,
it's wet, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's wet. It's watered. It's fine. And then shorts with a bit of padding in them again. So as much padding as possible, basically.
Just like a hockey goalkeeper.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. With a stick, if I can, as well.
Like, to ward off.
Yeah. No, but I'm definitely going long sleeves. Like, I don't... Goalkeepers with short sleeves isn't a big no-no for me. I mean, Casillas and Buffon pulled it off, but I can't do that.
And what is your distribution? Are you Aurelio Gomez yeeting it up to a bit of a long throw? Are you old-school drop-kicking it? Are you going with kind of a fizzy kind of side swipe kick? What's your...
So
were you just rolling out to your centre back?
Probably rolling out to the centre back, but obviously I've got quite a long throw, so I would utilise if it's a quick counter attack, a big overarm, like a massive overarm.
Until you
throw.
Dislocate your shoulder, then you're off. Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's clean sheet. If I do it with my first catch, if I catch it, I'll get
first
the defender. I'll get the defender to flick it up and head it back to me, so that I can catch the ball. Launch a long throw, dislocate my shoulder, sub off, clean sheet. But at like 9-a-side, I love launching a quick attack with like a side throw, like a David James. Remember David James's weird side throw? I do that, yeah. Works a treat because it like spins around the, like into the player's path. Yeah, it's nice. Drop kicks just go up. I'm not doing a side kick. That would probably backspin into my own net. So
yeah, or just kind of hit it into the ground first or... catch it so thin I just go right under like a flop shot.
Exactly. Like I do try when I play in goal to mix up my kicking a little bit.
Why?
Like out of my hands.
Make it on hard mode.
So like make it a bit more fun when you're in goal. So sometimes I just do it so that the ball like doesn't bounce and I just kick it sort of little, it's really hard to describe now I'm thinking about it, a little throw out the hands and then big boot.
Yeah, on a volley.
So that's just to get on a volley.
Yeah.
The other, sometimes I do the old sort of drop it, let it bounce once, and then a half volley clearance. Yeah, just to mix it up a bit.
Okay. So,
yeah, maybe next time I'll chuck in a little side one and see.
I think you've got to put a side one in,
So I'll try it in the warm-up. I'm not trying it in the game.
No, straight first in, game, first kick of the game.
Yeah, first kick of the game. Just go up to that, go up to the centre circle, pick the ball up and absolutely feather it, sideswipe. Yeah. So, yeah, no, good. I like that question. Thanks, Josh. Yeah, thank you. Well, that is the end of this podcast talking about outfield players in goal with a little bit of experience from myself as well, because I do it quite regularly in Singapore. But yeah, it was good. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on Spotify, Wikipedia, Wanderers, Twitch. No, Twitter is the one I'm going with, not Twitch. X. We don't live stream. Yeah, X, isn't it? It's not Twitter, it's X. Yeah. Oh, God, Elon Musk has ruined that. We are at Wikipedia Wanderers on there. Apple Music, Spotify, Instagram, all that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Cheers.